This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. There's a lot of those reference books in the For Dummies series. PCs for Dummies, Excel for Dummies. Now comes Wine for Dummies. But it's not a book, it's an actual wine. The bottle has the same yellow and black color scheme as the books do. You can buy Wine for Dummies Pinot Grigio or Wine for Dummies Chianti. You get the idea. Marketplace's Queen of Kim reports on, why.
Wine drinking's up in the U.S., but winemakers are still struggling with its snobby reputation. Mark Tucker is with Vision Wine and Spirits, the company selling Wine for Dummies.
A lot of people are intimidated by wine, and we wanted to make it more accessible for everybody.
But within the category of everybody, Tucker's got his eye on one group.
We are looking for millennials.
And millennials, the generation born between 1980 and the early 2000s, they're looking for fun. That's given rise to concept brands, one of the fastest-growing segments of the wine market. It's wine that's known for its cool and sometimes funny label, and not for the esteemed winery it comes from. Yellowtail is a popular one, and there's also Ménage à Trois. Nancy Light is with the Wine Institute, an association of California wineries.
Some of the millennial consumers like to go to a party and bring something that's going to make a statement or maybe be a conversation piece.
Now, that runs counter to everything I was taught about wine, and that is, don't judge a wine by its label. Turns out, I'm dating myself.
I noticed that the older people, they appreciate the wine even more than my generation.
That's Primrose Lorenzo. She's 31, works in finance, and drinks wine. If you saw Wine for Dummies at the store, is this something you'd buy?
I just might, actually. As long as the label is catchy, that's what I look at. It's just wine, alcohol.
She says as long as it tastes good and gives you a buzz, what else could you want? I'm Queen of Kim for Marketplace.